So today is the last feast of Christmastide, the feast of the baptism of the Lord, and because he did it, all who follow Christ follow him into the baptismal waters. John the Baptist tells us today that his baptism, which purifies by the agent of water alone, is inferior to Jesus' baptism, which uses the superior purifying and refining agents of the Holy Spirit and fire. So what does that mean for those who are baptized in Jesus? Well, when Jesus was baptized, he was anointed with the Holy Spirit, and the deep, mutual, intimate love between the Father and the Son, personalized in the Holy Spirit, was made known when the heavenly voice said, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." And when we are baptized and anointed with the Holy Spirit, God shines his face on us, adopts us as his sons and daughters, and speaks the same words to us. As he will speak today to Andrew, he will look upon him and say, "Andrew, you are my beloved son. With you I am well pleased," as he says to everyone who is baptized. Now, in Jesus' religion, when somebody was anointed, they were anointed for a mission. And Jesus, anointed with the Holy Spirit at his baptism, makes his mission known in his inaugural address in the synagogue at Nazareth, when he announces that he has been anointed to bring God's joy. In other words, to preach good news to the poor and to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And so you see, baptism has to do with mission. Our baptism is about our life as disciples of this Messiah. Our baptism is about a life spent in his company, sharing in his mission. Our baptism is not an insurance policy in case we have an untimely death so we can go to heaven. Our baptism is about life and mission with Christ, our life today. And so, by baptism, if we have been baptized as those who have been initiated into Jesus' community of disciples, we have to ask ourselves, are we in fact messengers of the good news of Jesus' love and mercy to the world? Are we? Are we alert and sensitive to being messengers of good news, especially to the poor? Are we? Are we working to bring justice to the oppressed? Are we? See, this is the fire part of baptism. When Jesus' baptism is about being baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire, that's the fire part. Baptism is supposed to light a fire under us. It's supposed to put a fire in our belly. It's what our Lord meant when he said, "I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and would that it were already kindled." You know, among the many, many beautiful stories about the early Christian desert fathers in the 4th century, there's one that goes like this. Father Lot goes to his friend Father Joseph for spiritual direction. And Father Lot says to Father Joseph, "What do I need to do to be perfect?" And then he gives his resume. He says, "I eat little, I sleep little, I work with my hands, I pray without ceasing, I share what I have with the poor. What am I lacking?" And Father Joseph just stood up and stretched out his arms to heaven, and tongues of fire flashed from his fingertips. And he said, if you want, you can become a living flame. Baptized in fire. Do you know, Scripture tells us our God is a consuming fire. The problem is most Christians spend their lives circling around the fire, keeping far away from it, close enough to feel a little bit of warmth. But it's the saints who get close to the fire and get scorched and set aflame themselves and become fire. Those are the saints. And so, just as fire ignites what comes into contact with it, so if we are baptized with fire, that means then that things will happen because of our presence in the world as other Christs. That is, the others who are anointed by the Holy Spirit with fire. The world must be a better place because we are baptized. Jesus, when we are baptized, we become part of Jesus' own people. Called to be among the company of His friends, to be His own special possession. And why? Not just so we can go to heaven someday, but as St. Paul reminds us in our second reading, in a clear reference to baptism, Jesus wants to purify for Himself a people of His own who are zealous for good deeds. And so if we follow Jesus into the baptismal waters, then we must be prepared to also follow Him into His baptism of blood. That is, to be persecuted. If we are going to follow Him into the baptismal waters and be about proclaiming liberty to the oppressed, it's going to mean persecution. Because there are principalities and powers that do not want good news preached to the poor, whose liberation is contrary to their agendas as the powerful. And so to be baptized then means something noble and courageous. It's about bringing the powerful love of Jesus to a sinful world that resists it. It makes me think of that old chorus from my Jesus freak days. It goes like this. God's got an army that's marching through this land. Everywhere they go, they boldly take a stand. Fear they've overcome, the love of God is in their hearts. In this army, I've got a part. But if we are going to be part of Jesus' own people, if we are going to be, as the prophet says to us today, the lambs that He gathers in His arms and holds against His breast, we have to be that close to Him as that. And so Jesus gives us the example today. When we heard that after He was baptized, He was praying. So if we are going to live our baptism, the baptism that will save us, if we are going to be in Jesus' company, then we must know Him in prayer. Prayer and baptism will save us. We must know Him in prayer and be strengthened by that closeness to Him. Otherwise, we will never live our baptism. There's no other way. And so today, as we approach the table of the baptized, let's be a part of that army. Amen.